Blog Talk Radio.
From the King James Version of the Bible. And this Psalms, my grandfather used to love, and my papa, I call him, but he has been dead and gone for a long while. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." I just read to you Psalms 1. As I said before, that was my grandfather's favorite Psalms. I hope you have learned something from the reading of that word. Plus, you should, or it should, it might become your favorite as it was his. Now, let me say who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. And you know that Saturday begins in the evening time as well as it ends on the next day. So this is the first hours of Sabbath, the only day in the Bible that tells you to remember and keep holy. You can find it in Exodus 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and it tells you that Sabbath starts. Excuse me, I'm having to belch. Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and ends on a Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's handy. That's your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case I might say something that you want to reference later. You'll jot it down. Welcome, everyone, to Sabbath School. And I start by reading my Bible. And that's what I was told to do. And I'm so glad that God spelled it out for me. He told me to feed his sheep. And for, I say, about 10 or 15 years, I wouldn't do it because I was scared of the people. But I got to thinking, I said, I'm getting older. I need to start doing this before it's time for me to leave this planet. And I have been doing this for this year on August the 11th. It was 7 years. And I thank God that I'm doing it because I have found so much happiness in doing this and doing what God has shown me or told me to do. And you know what? Sometimes God does speak to people or someone. If it's not God, I don't know who it is, but it's a man. And he speaks to me. You know, when I retired, I had wanted to leave Detroit, Michigan, in my neighborhood because it was so much stealing and breaking in going on. But that has ceased. Well, it's not as bad as it used to be. Nonetheless, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Romans. And we'll start in chapter 3. I started chapter 3 last time. I hope that I will finish it up as well as read chapter 4. Now, in Romans chapter 2, I read that to you last week. It was about when you judge the practice of others. For instance, they might be going with their neighbor's wife. Will you also do it? Or do you think that, you know, you are doing something wrong? Will you do it also as the other people that you see doing something wrong? So it tells you that God has forbearance and all that, long-suffering. And if you don't know the goodness of God, he can lead you to it through your repentance of what you're doing if it's not good. You know, you have your inward feeling. You know, you sort of feel that you might be doing something wrong. And so that's what you should go by. Don't you just love the song that I play? It's by Lionel Richie, Jesus is Love. And I want you sheep to know what I told you last week, and that is the fruits of the Spirit. God has 7 fruits of the Spirit. Now, last week or 2 or 3 weeks ago, we celebrated man-made feast. I forget what it is, but let me tell you what God feasts are. And you try to remember those. The Passover, then the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost. I think that was, it wasn't last week. The day, the Feast of the Trumpets. And that was like on September the 10th. Now, what's coming up is the feast or the Day of Atonement, and that will be September the 30th. I just said something wrong. The Feast of Trumpets will be September the 21st, and the Day of Atonement is September the 30th. The Feast of Tabernacles will be in October the 11th, and then the next day, or the 8th day, will be on October the 12th. And let us try to learn these days. I'm trying to learn these days as well as you should too. I believe that our Father will in heaven will be coming back shortly, because we have this young man who is not backing down from this old man. The old man is in this country. He is, the president of this country. And I forget the name of the young man, but he is in North Korea. And let's watch out, because you never know when he or anyone will strike again. You don't never know which one is the greatest devil. So, and I say that because I don't know about the one that's in North Korea. I do know that he has straight hair. He does not have hair like they talk about in Revelations 1 and 14. Let me just turn there for a moment and tell you what it says about this person's hair. And it says that also his feet are like bronze. Do you know what bronze look like? Well, bronze look like me, brown skin. I'm in Revelation 1, verse 14. And you white people who are listening to me, you go back and ask your pastors. They read from this Bible, which I believe was written by black people, but straight-haired people stole it. Or, you know, they don't have the hair like described by Jesus Christ. It says, verse number 14 says, that his head and his hairs were white like wool. That's like my hair when I have it washed. It's like wool. White as snow. Well, my hair is not white as snow, but it's getting white because I'm an older person. Verse 15, it says, and his feet like unto fine brass. If you look up brass, that is the color of brown. Do you know what the color of brass is? I would tell you, it's not white like white people. It's brown. And this Bible, to me, is describing what our Father looked like. It's describing to me what Jesus looks like. And if you turn to Daniel chapter 7, you'll read what his father looks like, the Ancient of Days. He has hair like wool too, like fine wool. But anyway, let us read the lesson for today. Let's start reading. And excuse me, because I am having to belt. I am in Romans chapter 3. And you know, my screen has just disappeared. It did the same thing last week, and I am going to try to bring it back up. It did the same thing last week and the week before. I had said I was going to take this computer to the shop, but I don't have the money to get it fixed, so I can't do it just now. Let me type in Google. Excuse me, I'm typing in the word google.com. And hopefully I will get it up. It's coming up. Now let me type in Blog Talk Radio. Oh, well, it's here already. Let me type. Hopefully my program will come right up. It just disappears off the screen. It did come right up. So let me start reading from you in chapter 3 of the book of Romans. And I'll read until it's time for me to go off air. And you know that I'm not a fast reader since I had... Well, before I had the stroke, but now that I had the stroke, I'm doing the best that I can. Let me see. It says, what advantage then have the Jews? I believe that we black folks are the real Jews, because those people, it says that in Revelation, those people will say they are Jews. They are not. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, as well as in Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. You write that down and look it up. Look it up later. It'll tell you that they are the children of Satan. They have stolen our names. That's what I think. I think this Bible was written by black people. It was not written by anyone with straight hair. They have stolen, to me, our Bible and using it for themselves, because Jesus Christ, that's why I tell you to read your Bible, so that you will know that Jesus Christ here is like fine wool. I mean, you know, if you don't read it, you won't know. There are some other things I found in this Bible that you may not know. Did you know that Solomon is a black man? That's what my Bible says, and I happen to believe my Bible. Again, let me start reading this again. It says, what advantage then has a Jew? That's us. Or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God. The oracles, that's spelled O-R-A-C-L-E-S. The oracles are statements, you know, like the Ten Commandments. It's God wrote down the rules or told Moses to bring back those rules, the Ten Commandments for us. And that's an example of oracles. Verse 3, but what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, what thou mightest be justified in thy saying, and mightest overcome, even thou art judged. Verse 5, but if our unrighteousness command the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous to keep let me read that again. Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man, God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God has more abound through my lie unto the glory, unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner, and not rather as we be slanderous reported, as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proven both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not none, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together before unprofitable. There is none that does good. No, not one. Then there is an open sepulcher, that's like open grave, with their tongues they have used deceit as a poison of apse. An apse is a snake, like a viper, as is under their lips. So what he's saying there to me is that most people lie. So, and that's true. A lot of people lie, including me. Every once in a while I will probably tell a lie, even though I try to tell the truth 99% or 100% of the time. Verse 14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. And I used to cuss like that. I used to have a lot of cursing in me because I would not do what God had told me right then and there. I waited maybe 14, 15 years, 15 years, I don't know, many years. Verse 14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. 15, their feet are swift to shed blood. 16, destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Verse 19. Now we know that we have things soever the law said. It says to them who are under the law that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is knowledge, is the knowledge of sin. And that is true. If we didn't have the law, we would not know that we were doing wrong or breaking the law. You know, one of the laws of God is thyself not steal. And I'm glad that we have those laws, because if we didn't have those laws, we wouldn't know we would not know. So he gave us laws, and we shall, most of us shall try to follow those laws. When I get finished, if I remember, sometimes I don't, I will try to read those laws to you all. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to say thank you, people who were listening last week, because you could have been somewhere else doing something else, but you were listening to my program and watch me, listen to me make mistakes and fumble, but I'm doing the best that I can. God told me to read. He told me to feed his sheep, and that is what I am doing to the best of my ability. Verse 21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, and manifested means made known, among other things, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. I guess those are the two witnesses. I don't know. I'm guessing. When I say I guess, those are the two witnesses. Verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. And my screen just disappeared, and then it came back. I thank God that it came back. I don't know why that's happening with my computer. It's not even 2 years old, but it's happening. It's gone off again, and it just came back. Verse 20 again. Well, let me start at verse 19 again. Now we know that what things soever the law said, it says to them who are under the law, excuse me, I'm burping again, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, verse 20, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's right, that is true. If we know the law, the Ten Commandments, and other laws throughout the Bible, we learned, I think it's in Isaiah, I think chapter 20, or it might be chapter 10, where it says precept on precept, and that's what I have read to you. Just as I'm reading this verse, I hope I get finished with chapter 3 today. Let me see. Where did I leave off at? Let me go to verse 18. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Verse 19. Now that we know that what things soever the law said, it said to them who are under the law, that every mouth must be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Verse 20, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But, verse 21, it says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. And that is true. We know that the Ten Commandments says this, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, who faith unto, let me read verse 22 again. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. And what it, you know, Jesus saved us through his blood. That's what it's saying. Verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission in sin, for the remission of sins that are past, that are righteousness for, let me read that again, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are past through the forbearance of God. And the propitiation, that means the atonement. That God did that through his blood. Verse number 26, to declare. Declare means to tell. I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus Christ. There is no boasting then, if it is excluded. Let me read verse 27 again. It says, where is boasting then? It is excluded by the law of the works, nay, by the law of the faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is God good? Wait a minute. It says, is he, the question is, verse 29, is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision by faith. Let me read verse 30 again. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. So he can justify you by two ways. That is, he justify you by faith, and the uncircumcised he justifies through faith. Verse 30, do we then make void the law of faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Now that ends the reading of Romans chapter 3. And let's start reading Romans chapter 4. What shall we say then, that Abraham our father was pertaining to the faith, pertaining to the flesh? has found. Let me read chapter 4, verse 1 again. It says, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For Abraham, we were justified by works. He has whereof the glory, but not before God. For what saith the scriptures? Abraham believed, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that works is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of death, but of debt. Let me read verse 4 again to you again. So we're in chapter 4, verse 4. It says, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Verse 5, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Verse 6, as was David described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. And so, I need to know what the word imputed means. So, and I did look that word up, but I cannot find it now. I am so junky. Well, I guess it was not meant for me to find the word imputed righteousness without work. Well, let me read this. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Verse 7, saying, well, now let me read verse 6. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. Verse 7, saying, blessed are they who iniquities are sins, are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So he's not going to count that sin. I think that's what it means. Let me read verse 8 again to you. It says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Verse 9, come this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Verse 10, how was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. Verse 11, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of them all that them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that unrighteousness might be imputed unto them also. Verse 12, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walks in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, that he had been yet uncircumcised. Verse number 13, for the promise of for the promise that he should be heir of the world, as not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Verse 14, for if they which are of the law be heirs which by faith voideth, and the promise of none effect, because the law worketh wrath, and wrath means anger, as one word that means anger. It has more different definition. I'm going to stop at verse 15, and I will stop that. Stop at verse 15. And I'll pick up at verse 15 next week. I will start in chapter 4 and pick up at verse 15. It says, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression, and transgression is or offense or a sin. That's what it means, the definition thereof. Now, let me have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for everything that you do for us, for your protection to us while we are in our sleep. And thank you for keeping as much as you can Satan away from us. And Satan tries to get us any way that he can. Thank you for your protection even in our sleep. In Jesus' name, I say that prayer. In Yeshua's name, he's better known as Jesus. I want to thank you, everyone, for listening. If you could be doing something else, but instead, you are learning from the Word of God. I hope that you have learned what is seven.
Help your children. And don't let them fall
celebrate
by the side
men's holiday.
Of
we're
the
not
road.
Supposed to celebrate men's holiday. We are supposed to celebrate the Passover, the unleavened bread, Pentecost,
love one
the
another.
The day of
that heaven might find
the feast of tabernacles.
Great day. In their hearts.
Those are the days that are the
Jesus.
Now, I want you to purchase my book on Amazon. They are e-books.
He won't let you down.
By Sandra Harris. The past.
I know.
I get the money.
We've got to walk on.
As well as I will buy myself a new Bible.
Walk on through. temptation, 'cause he the Jesus is love. He won't let you down.